able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, it would seem that Carl Schroeder and his henchman Manfred have outwitted Lois Lane and the Man of Steel. We'll learn more about it in a moment, but right now, let's join our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Say, I'm telling you, gang, these new second series comic buttons, the new prizes and packages of Kellogg's Pep, are just about the most fun that ever happened. In the first place, they're old familiar favorites. You know, pals you've been following in the funny page for a long time, like Andy Gump and Popeye and the Little King and Superman, of course. And they're done up in full comic strip colors, painted clear and bright as anything on gleaming white enameled metal buttons, the kind you pin on your shirt or your dress or cap for everybody to see. Then there's the exciting fun of seeing which button will be inside every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. If it's a duplicate, you know, like a Pep comic button that you already have, why, that's even more fun, because then you can shop around among your pals and see who has the duplicate to trade with you. Yes, sir, collecting Pep comic buttons is a mighty thrilling hobby. And the best part is, you don't have to send in a single penny for these exclusive prizes, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you have to do is to make sure Mom keeps stocked up on that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Get your prizes, gang, from P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
With Clark Kent lured back east by a false telegram and Lois Lane an unwilling passenger on a westbound express, it looks as though Carl Schroeder and his henchman Manfred stand a good chance of escaping to China with the dragon's teeth, 10 pieces of precious oriental jade that hold the secret of everlasting life. As our story continues today, Lois is alone in a drawing room on the train, having just given the porter a telegram to be sent to Perry White. But unknown to Lois, Schroeder has intercepted the porter and destroyed the telegram. Smiling now, Schroeder approaches the drawing room door.
So, Miss Lois, you try to put one over on Carl Schroeder, huh?
Come in.
Good evening, Miss Lane.
What do you want?
Oh, I just stepped in for a moment to see how you're getting along.
You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, but I do worry. You're very clever.
Get out of here. Get out or I'll ring for the porter.
That won't help you, Miss Lane. The porter understands everything now.
What do you mean?
I've explained to him that you're sick, but you're not responsible for the things you do or say.
Why, you...
Don't excite yourself, Miss Lane.
Get out of here. Get out!
I shall remain with you until the train pulls out of the station we are coming into. You see, I don't trust you now. Not after the little trick with the telegram.
Oh, you know.
Yes, I have it here in my pocket. Don't try anything like that again or you may find yourself in trouble.
Why are you taking me with you? What are you going to do with me?
That we will decide when we reach our destination.
You've got the jade, you've got the dragon teeth. What more do you want?
We want to make sure we keep the jade until we are out of reach. Pull that window shade down, Miss Lane.
No, I won't.
I said pull down that window shade.
No. Help! Help!
Shut up, you little fool.
Help, police!
Help! Shut up,
Help! Open up in there!
Oh, one moment.
In there.
He's keeping me prisoner, conductor.
The young lady's not well.
That's a lie.
Now, wait a minute.
His name is Carl Schroeder, and he killed a Chinese back east, and he throws him dragon teeth.
You see, conductor, she isn't making sense.
Please, believe me.
I'm taking her to a doctor in California.
He's lying. He killed the man. He's a murderer.
Maybe I'd better get a car.
Yes, please call one.
As you wish, conductor, but anyone can see the poor girl is not in her right mind, speaking of dragon's teeth.
It's true. He stole the dragon's teeth. He did.
I guess you're right. Sorry I bothered you.
No, don't leave me.
Oh, Lois, you can't go out. Thank you, conductor. You made a very valiant attempt, Miss Bird. I will leave you now, but remember, you're being watched constantly. Good night.
Realizing now that she had been cut off from all contact with the outside world and is a virtual prisoner aboard the westbound train, Lois breaks down. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, Clark Kent, suspicious of the false telegram which had brought him back, is about to go in search of Lois as planned, when a thought suddenly occurs to him.
Wait a minute. Just because someone sent me a phony telegram signed Lois Lane and telling me to rush back to Metropolis doesn't necessarily mean that she's in any danger. Oh, I think it might be a good idea first to check the hotel in Briarville where I left her.
Yes, please.
Look, miss, get me the Capitol Hotel in Briarville.
I am very sorry, sir, but I'm not allowed to put through long-distance calls except...
Yeah, I know, I know. Just members of the staff. Well, what do you think I am?
I don't know, sir. Who are you?
Why, I'm Clark... this is Clark Kent. That's right. Now, will you please put the call through?
Oh, I'm very sorry, Mr. Kent. I didn't recognize your voice. You sounded so low-like.
Yeah, well, a little laryngitis. It gets me every now and then.
Oh, that's too bad. You should ought to try taking some vinegar. You know, that's very good if you put a little salt in.
Yes, some other time outside. Yes, right now I must get through to Briarville in a hurry. It's very urgent.
Hey, what's going on out there? Mr. White said it's very urgent, too.
Well, did he put a call in?
He said to keep trying until I got Miss Lane.
Well, what's holding you up?
Well,
gee,
Mr. Kent, after all, I'm not a
magician, you know. Oh, sorry. What are the chances of getting through?
Long distance, 7 5 minutes.
Okay, well, call me as soon as you get it, will you? 5 minutes. Well, that can't make very much difference. I think I'd better wait.
5 minutes later, again in his guise and garb of Clark Kent, Superman is back in Editor White's office when the telephone rings.
Well, that may be your call now, Chief.
You take it, Kent. I'm too upset about Lois being missing.
Okay. Editor White's office. All right, put him on.
It's the coffee. Good, good.
Hello. Yes, this is Clark Kent of the Daily Planet. That's right. Can you tell me whether Miss Lane is still registered at the hotel? Lane, L-A-N-E. That's right. I'll hold on.
I hope she's there.
Right. Yes. Yes. What? Oh, she did. When? I see. Whom was she with, you know? Well, just a minute. Will you repeat that, please? I see. All right, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Is she there?
No, she left early tonight with two men.
Two men?
I'll wager anything. One of them was Carl Schroeder.
Kent, what does that mean?
It means that somehow Schroeder and his henchmen got to her. It means that they took her with them.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I can see it all now. I suspected that telegram from Lois wasn't on the level, and now I'm sure. This is what happened. Schroeder wired me in Lois's name to get me back from San Francisco.
What's the difference? What happened? Where's Lois? How can we reach her?
Well, the clerk said they must have taken the Pacific Flyer. No planes were running, and it was the only train out of Briarville tonight.
Well, I'll have that train stopped and every inch of it searched.
No, no.
Operator.
Oh, wait a minute, Chief. Wait. Don't do that. Schroeder's no fool. He'll manage to slip through. I've got a better idea.
Never mind, operator. What's the idea, Kent?
Briarville is more than 1,000 miles from Schroeder's destination, San Francisco. The fastest train can't make it another 10 hours.
Well, what's your idea?
I'll hop a plane and get to San Francisco before the train arrives. Then I'll meet Schroeder at the station with the police.
All transport planes are grounded, you know that. And anyway...
I can hire a private plane.
Nothing can get you there in time.
I'll get there, believe me.
No. We can't take a chance. There's too much at stake.
But we won't be taking any chances.
Now, look here, Kent. You're a smart boy, but there are a few things that you cannot do.
If you'll only...
And one of them is whiz through the air like a bullet.
Well, all right, maybe not. But the private plane I mentioned can make the trip in 9 hours, maybe less.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right, we'll chance it.
Fine.
But I'll go along with you.
Oh. But you can't, Chief.
Oh, why not?
Well, it isn't safe.
Well,
I mean,
if it's not safe for me, it's not safe for you.
I don't mean that it isn't safe.
Well,
what
in the heaven's name do you mean?
Well, you see, it's only a two-passenger plane, Chief. That's the reason. There's just room for the pilot and one passenger, and since I can stand a trip like that better than you can...
All right. Get going. Okay. But get this straight. Notify me the minute you contact Lois.
Okay. So long.
Racing into the Daily Planet locker room, Kent strips off his street clothes and reveals himself in the blue costume and brilliant red cloak of Superman. He waits for a moment to see that no one is observing him, then strides quickly to a window.
I can catch that Pacific Flyer long before it reaches San Francisco. This is one time, Schroeder, that you've bitten off a little more than you can chew.
Up! Up! And away!
Leaping high above the city of Metropolis, Superman heads west on the trail of the Pacific Flyer. We'll return in a moment to learn what happens. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, people in ancient times used to think the sun so important, they used its picture as a symbol of goodness and light. And that might hold for nowadays, too, because the sun makes that wonderful sunshine vitamin D for you that helps build strong bones and teeth. But the sun doesn't do such a good job this time of year. That's one reason Mother wants you to eat plenty of Kellogg's Pep. because this sunny golden toasted cereal gives you your daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D in every breakfast bowlful. Vitamin B1, too, more than twice as much as in sun-ripened whole wheat. Plus, loads of downright sunny, crisp goodness. And an exciting prize, too, in every package. Now it's the brand new second series of comic buttons all the gang's collecting and wearing pinned on their jackets or dress or cap. These pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are done up in bright red and blue, yellow and black. Mighty classy looking, so get busy on your collection. Just remind Mom to get plenty of Kellogg's Pep. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but there's a comic button for you in every package of B.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In pursuit of the Pacific Flyer, in which he is now certain Lois Lane is being held a prisoner, Superman calls on every ounce of his great strength as he heads west. Meanwhile, aboard the streamlined train, Carl Schroeder and his henchman Manfred are conversing in the corridor outside Lois's locked drawing room.
Manfred,
Yes, Carl?
I've been thinking, Manfred, thinking about that telegram Miss Lane tried to send.
So have I. It was a close call.
Too close. We can't afford to fail now, Manfred. Once we have in our possession the 10 Chinese herbs mentioned by the dragon's teeth, we will own you and I. A medicine that will cure all disease.
But in the meantime, what about the girl?
I think it best not to take any chances. That telegram sent the police would have been waiting for us when this train pulled into San Francisco. And it is possible that even without the telegram, her friends, that reporter Kent and others, have given orders to watch all trains.
Then what do you suggest?
The next stop is a place called Carson City. They arrive there in 10 minutes. We'll get off with Miss Lane, hire or buy a car, and proceed the rest of the way by automobile.
Sounds like a good idea, Carl. A very good idea.
See that Miss Lane is ready to leave within 10 minutes.
10 short minutes. Will Superman arrive before Lois is taken off the train at Carson City? Or once again is he going to lose Carl Schroeder's trail? There's excitement ahead, so be sure to listen tomorrow. Same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC publications. Want to hear a scoop? A big scoop of Kellogg news? Well, listen to this. Kellogg's Variety is back. Yes, Kellogg's have scooped 6 of their most famous cereals into this grand variety carton. One carton containing 10 separate generous-sized packages. So now it's easier for Mom. She just gets Kellogg's Variety, and everybody at the breakfast table can eat his favorite cereal fresh from its own box. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Ask Mom right away to get Kellogg's Variety. It's swell, no fooling. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.